Investing Simplified is brought to you by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm with Bo Caldwell, CFP, and Chuck Price, founder and author of Investing Simplified, the book, and the number one bestseller, Your Retirement Made Simple. Chuck Price has been doing estate planning since 1970 and investing in retirement planning since 1975. Individual situations will vary, and the information on this show should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Other parties present on this broadcast are not affiliated with Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated. Investing Simplified is the longest-running live financial show in America with a financial advisor and now a CFP, an estate planning attorney, and a CPA to answer your questions for free, and comes to you live from Portland, Oregon on affiliated stations throughout the Pacific Northwest. You can contact Bo or Chuck by visiting PFGWM. Or you can email them with a question at ask@pfgwm.com. Or you can call them right now at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. And for our long distance and podcast listeners, you can call toll free at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Now, the hosts of Investing Simplified, Chuck Price and Bo Caldwell.
Good morning and welcome to Investing Simplified. However you are consuming our show today, we certainly appreciate you tuning in. I'm Bo Caldwell, CFP, Vice President of Price Financial Group Wealth Management. And in studio with me this morning is Chuck Price, President of Price Financial Group
Wealth Management. Good morning,
Bo. Good morning, Chuck. How's your Saturday going?
Hey, you know what? It's a little rainy, but it's a great day. It's a great day because we're on the air. We can talk to people. And hopefully, you listeners out there, if you've got a question, pick up the phone and give us a call. This show really is all about you. It's not about us. It's about you. So pick up the phone and give us a call, 503-417-9595, toll-free 877-733-1011. You know, Bo, We're going to have Sherry on in about 10, 15 minutes talking about investing in your health. And one of the things I thought about is driving in the studio today is this week one of our clients came in and we had set out a strategy for them actually about 10 years ago. And they came in the office. They're going to plan on retiring in about 10 years. And so we set out a strategy to have their money available for them also so that they could retire, and the difference in age was 10 years for the husband and the wife. And so it took a little delicate planning, but it was really rewarding because now, after 10 years, to have the plan actually come out right, everything worked out right, they're going to be able to retire with a very substantial income. They're going to actually move to a warmer climate. They have the funds to do so, and they have the income to live. And, you know, with our software, we ran it out to age 100. So they're going to be fine out to age 100, barring a few little things on inflation and those kind of things. But if you're 50 or above, you need to be doing a financial checkup. You need to be doing a physical checkup, too, to check your physical health, because it's never too late to check on that. But we also think you need to do a financial checkup. And one of the things we offer is a financial checkup, and that's actually how I met these people, and doing a financial checkup with them. And I'll tell you, planning, if you don't have a strategy that's going to get you through all the markets, there's going to be a problem when you finally get out there to retire. And if you do have a strategy, you got to have a strategy and you got to follow it. You got to stick to it. Looks like we got a question there, Bo.
Yeah, it looks like Susan is on the line. Susan, you had a question for us?
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, may I thank you for your program. It has personally helped me a great deal over the months.
Oh, well, thank you. We very much appreciate that. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am not currently being helped by a financial advisor, but I had an interaction a week ago Friday with the company that has my money that greatly injured me financially. And I'm wondering if you know of an agency or some way I can get help to have somebody listen to that original recording that I Is there anyone who can help me?
See, there definitely is. First of all, we're very sorry to hear about your experience. That sounds awful, and unfortunately, that's happens more often than we'd like in the financial industry. But there is a regulatory authority called FINRA, which is the acronym for it. But that is the regulatory authority that has oversight over broker dealers and financial brokers. So that would be who I would reach out to. You can, it's FINRA. That's F as in Frank, I N as in Nancy, R A. And that I believe they're just, I would have to Google it.
But it's FINRA.org.
FINRA.org.
Yeah, okay. And you can go on there, and they have complaint forms that you can fill out, also contact numbers. Also, you can go on there and do a thing called broker check, mm-hmm. and check out the people that you had this problem with, because the odds are if you had the problem, they probably had that problem with other people.
Yeah.
And you can go on there and check that out. And we always recommend and tell people, look, you need to do your homework, and you need to check out the advisor you're working with. And one of the best places to go is to go with BrokerCheck.
Mm. That's put on by FINRA. BrokerCheck
exactly,
is a FINRA
yeah.
product.
Yeah, BrokerCheck.org, I believe. Mm-hmm. And you can go to BrokerCheck or FINRA.org and get information on exactly what you want to do.
And they'll have contact numbers, Susan, as well as submit a complaint form or contact us. And they're the folks that have oversight over the individual advisors. And so that would be my suggestion, would be to contact them, because they'd be the ones that can help you out with that. And the process works if FINRA doesn't have anything. There is an appeal process. It can go higher up to the SEC depending on the process, but FINRA is usually the first line of defense for consumers.
Okay. And would they have the authority to actually get access to that original recording, the recording that happened where this agency, the place where they have my money and I, would they be able to listen to that recording?
Oh, they can get everything mm-hmm. they have, believe me.
Yeah, okay.
they can get everything.
They're the ones who are in charge, like I said, of monitoring the brokers and the investment companies. And so they would go, if it gets to the point where then you're in usually it goes towards arbitration, but they would be just like in a regular hearing. I'm not an attorney, but I'm pretty sure they could get all that stuff.
One thing, Susan, did they use insurance products or just investment products?
No, it's just investing.
Okay. Yeah. Then your first bet is FINRA. Bo's exactly right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good luck.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, Bo, those things happen, and sometimes it's just a total misunderstanding, and sometimes mm-hmm. it's not. And I think you consumers out there need to be aware and need to also always ask those questions. And then the advisor should be willing to sit down and go over and explain everything in detail.
Yeah, there's no way that should be happening. Unfortunately, like I said, when Susan first talked about the issues that she was having, that happens more often than we'd like. And we come across that meeting with folks a great deal, that, you know, people have issues with their advisors, maybe not telling them the whole story, selling them something they don't understand. And it is worth mentioning, like you said, that sometimes it can happen as a misunderstanding, because you know, you're going through a lot of complex financial issues, and maybe the advisor felt like they explained it properly, but you didn't quite understand. And those issues do come up as well. But FINRA's prepped to handle all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it looks like Sherry McCants is on the line for us. So I think we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back with investing in your health, and we'll get an update from Sherry on her process. And if you'd like to give a call to Sherry and ask her a question, please pick up the phone and dial us in, or feel free to call with your tax, your investing, or your estate planning question. We'll be right back with Investing Simplified.
Price Financial Group, Wealth Management. Investing Simplified.
Are you concerned about your retirement income? Do you really understand how your Social Security benefits work? Price Financial Group Wealth Management has helped many seniors in Oregon and Washington maximize their Social Security benefits at retirement through using their Social Security seminar on demand. Now you can watch this valuable information in the comfort of your home by just going to www.pfgwm.com and click on the free Social Security kit. If you are serious about your retirement planning, you cannot afford to miss this opportunity. After all, you have invested your hard-earned dollars into Social Security all your working years. So shouldn't you get the maximum return you can get from those dollars? The future can be scary, and without a plan, it can be even scarier, especially when facing the unknown. What you don't know can hurt you. Get your free Social Security kit at pfgwm.com or call 503-253-3000.
You're listening to Investing Simplified. Now, here's Chuck Price and Bo Caldwell.
Welcome back to Investing Simplified. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for staying with us. On the line, we've got Sherry McCants here to do her monthly segment on investing in your health. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Bo. And good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Sherry. We're, I'm really excited to hear about the PFC plate.
Well, I'm excited to tell you about it.
Okay. Well, I thought it'd be a great thing for our listeners to hear. I tried to go on to Amazon and buy one, and they're all sold out. So it's got to be a popular thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. There are other places you can get them, and I'll make sure that the listeners know where to get them. But, you know, first I'm going to start out by saying I was listening to you about planning, and I just love how you started that out because that's exactly with PFC, and, you know, I've been talking about this now for 2 years, but, you know, what we want to do is we want to stabilize blood sugar. You know, my background is I'm a mom and a busy mom, you know, and help with all nutrition of all sorts, and my son has type 1 diabetes, and that's the reason why I got involved in this industry. And when I found out about PFC, which is protein, fat, and carbs, and you eat them in, you know, the right amount, and you eat them 5 to 6 times a day, you actually stabilize blood sugar, which is huge. I mean, you want to keep your blood sugar between 80 and 120 all day long so that you actually burn fat. And that's what everybody's goal is, right? To burn fat. You know, to lose excess weight that they need to have that amazing energy they need during the day, and also to metabolize their food the best. So I have to give the kudos to Renita, and we just were on the air with you, Chuck, and Bo 2 months ago talking about PFC and CBD at that time. And Renita now has this tool. And we've talked about this before, how tools help people so much. And it's actually PFC plate. And again, for those listeners that have worked with me and, you know, Chuck, when you worked with me, how nice would it have been if I said, okay, Chuck, here is this plate. Now all you have to do is follow it. You know, kind of like paint by the numbers. You know, how easy would it be if you just had that plate and it showed you exactly what you want to put in those areas of your pea for your protein, what you can put in your areas for carbs and for fat. What do you think of that, Chuck?
I think it's a great idea. That's when you told me about it, I went right online to try to order one.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds similar to the investing philosophy. This sounds like nutrition simplified as opposed to investing simplified. But everyone heard me, Cherry. I just coined that, so we can talk later about
okay, but I love that. Yeah, nutrition simplified. So what you need a scale. You know, the big thing is to get a food scale because you need to know how much you're consuming at a time. You know, really that is probably one of America's biggest, problems is that they overeat and they don't understand that your body can only digest so much at a time. And how we've talked before, Chuck, is, you know, it's just like a car. You know, if you do not have gas in your car will not go. It's the same thing with nutrition. If you do not have the correct fuel in your body is not going to work the best. So you need the correct amounts of protein, and you need the correct amounts of good fat, and you need the right amounts of carbs. So it is right on our PFC plate. It is, you know, women, just like we have said before, 3 ounces of good proteins. And I can mention, you know, we've got bison and turkey and chicken and eggs. Egg whites, you know, is the protein. Yolk is the fat. And then for carbs, we have vegetables and fruits and brown rice, oatmeal, sweet potatoes, wonderful carbs. Again, the 3 ounces for women, the 5 ounces for men. It's just right on there. You know, you can measure your food, put it on there, and you are stabilizing blood sugar all day long. You'll know what your portions are, and it's just all the guesswork is taken out. And this was what will help with creating that habit of eating correctly. I talk a lot about, a lot of people say they eat healthy, right, Chuck and Bo? They say, well, Sherry, I have a fruit in the morning. I have a banana or I have an orange. And, you know, what we found out is that if you don't stabilize your blood sugar, fruit, no matter how healthy it is, that still spikes your blood sugar and it stores fat. So you need to have the balance of protein and fat with that carb in order to stabilize blood sugar. So again, it's not eating healthy, it's eating correctly. And so you can go to pfcplate.com and learn about it. And I know there is a place that you can also get the PFC plates on. It's Capital Supply. And I can get that information to you, Chuck, if they can maybe just email me at sherry@teambliss.com. And I can give them the link until it comes back on Amazon, for sure.
And if you send me that, we'll put a link on our newsletter as well.
Okay, that would be great. Yeah, it's going to be Capital City Restaurant Supply. It's out of North Dakota, and we can definitely get that to the listeners. So this, to me, like I said, what a great tool to help people. You know, let's say they've gotten off track, right? Now they can get back on track. They can start their PFC. You know, I talk about detoxing, you know, getting all that, you know, gunk out, take away some gluten, soy, dairy, and, you know, let's help nourish the world, right?
You know, the thing I do want to mention, because a lot of people think that if you have to, you know, at first you start out, you weigh every single thing. You put it in the scale, you weigh it, but after about a month or so, you can almost look at a piece of chicken and know how many ounces it is. You can almost, you look at something or you look at your fruit that you're going to have, you can almost know how much it's going to be. And what I've done is just cook it up during the weekend and then pack it all in the fridge and then take your little lunches. Each day, you've got everything all laid out for you. And once you do that a couple of times, it really is pretty simple. I mean, it's very, very simple. It's just taking the time to do it. And at first, you've got to weigh everything. But once you've done that for a while, you pretty much can eyeball it, and you're going to be really, really close, if not right on.
And that's exactly.
Oh, sorry, Sherry.
Exactly,
go ahead.
Right, Chuck. No, go ahead. I'm just going to say that's exactly correct. You know, you do it for a little bit, learn, you know, what 3 ounces looks like, what 5 ounces looks like. And then when you're out and about still, you can still eat at restaurants. You know what your protein is, what your fat is, what your carb is, and take your PFC plate with you.
Yeah, you just need to make sure if you go to a restaurant and let's say you're going to have salmon, just tell them that you don't want them to cook it in butter because most of the restaurants do. And if you tell them you don't want them to do all their stuff that they put on it, and you're going to be a lot better off.
Yeah, you know, we have to be our own advocate for our health. You have to own it. When you go to restaurants, you have to, you know, let them know how you want it cooked. And, I mean, you're the person that's paying for the bill. You know, you need to be your own advocate. And same way with, you know, your household and with teaching your kids. The same thing, you know, show them that, you know, this plan, the reason why this is not a diet, and I've talked about this many times, is it's a plan that the whole family can do, and you can do it for the rest of your life. It's not where, no, you cut out carbs, you know, all these other diets out there. This is not that. This is healthy living and for a healthy lifestyle that all people can do.
Well, that, you know, the couple of things that I hear in there, which makes a lot of sense to me. One is it's a pseudo food journal almost. I've heard a lot of folks when they're talking about changing their lifestyle, making a lifestyle change, like you said, not going on a diet, but you don't realize how much you eat until you actually write it down or you actually keep track of it. And it is a little onerous to do that at first, but once it becomes a habit, like Chuck said, it makes it a lot easier. And I think just about everyone would be surprised at how much they're actually eating because they don't actually measure it, like you said. And the biggest thing that, you know, speaks to me about what you're saying, Cherry, is making a lifestyle change, because you hear about these, you know, you hear about, you know, paleo's out now, keto's in, and all these other different diets, or, you know, and I hesitate to call them fad diets because that is, you know, derogatory, but they kind of are. And unfortunately, people tend to, you know, they tend to, I'm trying to think of the word right now, the pendulum swing. So they swing one way, but then because they've gone so far that way, the way that a pendulum work is it goes way hard, you know, back the other way. And if they're making a change, like you said, that's not sustainable, that's not a lifetime thing, then they're really doing their body a disservice rather than doing it a service. So like you said, making it something that they can do forever is the key.
Right, because like just what you said, keto or all these other intermittents, you know, they are diets. I mean, of course they'll work because you're cutting everything out. Mm-hmm. But the thing is you're also cutting out a lot of nutrients that you need. You need macronutrients, you need micronutrients, you need phytonutrients, and you need all these nutrients to, you know, your body wants all that. That's how it was designed to be made. I mean, we have an amazing body, and if we put the right things in it, and I'm going to say PFC is one, and also the CBD, we talked about that a couple months ago. I mean, we have this endocannabinoid system that accepts CBD, and that's what's going to actually turn the lights on in the house. So I just love helping people with their health in all aspects.
You know, Cherry, one of the things I think we want to make sure and clear that when you talk about CBD, you're talking about the kind without the THC.
Yes. And I love this part, Chuck, because I'm educating all the time about CBD. CBD that I'm talking about is from hemp. It's not from marijuana, so you're right. Hemp is, you know, is the tall stalk that has high CBD and low THC, less than 1/3 of 1%. That's why my tagline is healthy, not high. And marijuana is a short, bushy plant that has high THC, low CBD. It's two totally different plants, and every day, all day long, I educate on that. So I say you need both PFC and CBD to nourish your system. And it actually creates homeostasis, which is balance in your body.
Well, we just had a little text message here from one of our listeners ask, does Cherry have any recent success stories with CBD?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm just going to say, you know, I'm not a doctor. And I don't ever claim to be. And what I do is I teach to nourish your endocannabinoid system. You know, sleep is a big one because people, when you don't sleep, Chuck, you don't metabolize your food. And when you don't metabolize, you tend to gain weight. So what CBD, it is actually balances, governs all these mood, your sleep, your appetite, your metabolism. And it just turns the lights on in your house. You have CB1 receptors in your brain. You have CB2 receptors in your gut. And the phytocannabinoids that I'm talking about will actually nourish your system. It helps with sleep, anxiety, depression. And at this point, Chuck, I can tell you to go to echoconnection.org. That would be a great place for someone to look at all the studies that have been done on CBD. It's Echo Connection. You can put that on your newsletter as well, or I can give the listeners the information. And again, you know, reach out to me and I can talk to them about CBD as well.
That sounds like a good plan to me. Did you have some specific, maybe a client that you'd worked with that you could share, or someone that would obviously not with their personal info, but but say, hey, right. I have a client that, hey, this is particularly their situation. I know CBD is used a lot for folks with chronic pain and for folks who don't want to utilize, opioid narcotic medicine for that pain. And I have heard about the sleeping part of it in particular, but is there a particular client that really stands out to you?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I have a client that is actually, he is actually off all of his opiates because of CBD. And, you know, he was taking them for pain. Again, sleep with him as well. And he's actually a cancer patient that no longer has cancer, has nothing to do with CBD at the time, but he's went to his doctor and his doctors are saying to him, you know, what are you doing? Your labs are so good. Your blood work, your blood sugars, everything. Even type 2 diabetes, we're having amazing results with CBD. And then the other thing is prevention. I mean, before CBD came out here just in the last couple of years, if you think about it, hemp was grown prior to 1937 everywhere. And it was America's food source because the cows, the chickens, and the pigs ate it, and they got CBD in their system. They got about 50 milligrams. And then when the Marijuana Tax Act happened, they put marijuana and hemp in the same category. They taxed it so high, farmers no longer grew it. So we've been deficient in this for 8 decades. We have not had CBD in our food. And so now we've been deficient and we have all sorts of modern day diseases. And there are Alzheimer's and dementia and Parkinson's and ADHD, autism, a lot of these modern day diseases. And they are finding out that we have a deficiency in our endocannabinoid system, which is our largest self-regulatory system. So by adding that into your body, turn the lights on, and also great for prevention.
So when you say that, like CBD is for different things for different people, but is it one CBD that's for everything?
Yeah, CBD is it's actually just it just nourishes your system and kind of goes where it's needed. You know, the CB1 receptors and the CB2 receptors, they accept it because these are in your body. I mean, just Google endocannabinoid system and you'll see that these receptors are all over your body.
That's very interesting. I mean, that's, you know, that sounds like something people should definitely get, you know, Googling and definitely check out. It sounds quite honestly too good to be true, Sherry. I have heard a lot of those same things, but we're going to get ready to take a quick break here. So Sherry, before we do, how do people get a hold of you? What can you give them your website, your email address? Yeah. And if you wouldn't mind just hanging on with us for a little while after the break in case people have questions specifically for you, but how do they get a hold of you?
Yes. They can just email me at Sherry. So that's Shari at, and it's team, TEAM, and then dash bliss, BLISS.com. And bliss stands for balanced living in stability with support, or Sherry. And that's what I am. I'm a nutrition coach that helps both with PFC and now CBD. I've added that into the regimen because I want everybody to have, you know, a healthy life. And then they can also reach out to Chuck and through the newsletter, he can email me as well. And they can simply call me. I don't have any problem with that. It's 515-208-6312.
Perfect. And we'll make sure we include that on the newsletter too, to the contact for you as well. So give us a call. Great. Pick up the phone. If you've got a question for Sherry specifically about a PFC or a CBD, if you have an investing question, an estate planning question, a tax question, remember, there is no stupid question about your health, about your wealth, about your tax planning, any of those items. This is Investing Simplified. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Carl Jepsen, estate planning attorney and co-host of the long-running radio talk show, Investing Simplified. My law practice emphasizes estate planning and probate. My mission statement is practical estate planning for peace of mind. This means that I listen carefully to my clients. I explain the various estate planning techniques and documents in the most understandable terms that I can. I try to make sure that my clients are comfortable with what we are doing together before proceeding, and I discuss my fees up front so the clients don't get any unwanted surprise. Estate planning and probate don't have to be that complicated. My experienced staff and I work closely with our clients to guide them through both of these matters in the simplest and most efficient manner possible. My office is located in the White Office Building at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 101, right across the street from Mall 205. My telephone number is 971-229-0585, and my website is carljepsenlaw.com.
You're listening to Investing Simplified. Now, here's Chuck Price and Bo Caldwell.
Welcome back to Investing Simplified. However you're tuning in today, thanks for listening. Thanks for staying with us so far this morning. We've been talking with Sherry McCants about investing in your health, and she has graciously agreed to stay on the line with us. And if you have questions, give us a call. Pick up the phone, dial us in. She'd be happy to answer your questions. It's worth mentioning, Chuck, we do have another location, and we want to make sure that we're telling folks that every week. We do have a West Side location here in Portland. So if you'd like to come see us, if you've been listening to the show and haven't had a chance to come visit with us, we have a location in Tigard. It's actually in the city of Portland, technically, but it's a Tigard zip code right off of Highway 217. We've been meeting with folks over there who've been longtime listeners and just don't want to make the trek over to the east side, where we have our location over there, 99th and Stark. But you can give our office a call. We're happy to meet with you over there and answer any questions that you have, to give the financial checkup, like Chuck said. And it's worth saying, you know, we're talking with Sherry about investing in your health, having a checkup, having a nutritional checkup, having a health checkup with your doctor. But it's also very important to have a financial checkup. You know, the question I would ask you is, you know, how often do you check your most depreciating asset that you're ever going to own? It's at least every 6 months, right? Because they tell you, hey, you got to come in, you got to get your oil changed, you got to get a checkup on your car. And that car, that asset loses, what, 30% of its value immediately after you drive it off the lot, and it continues to lose
money
value
every single year, guaranteed.
Right? That's it. Your most depreciating asset. But yet we're all... we're all taught, and we're all, it's in our pattern that, hey, oh, that light comes on in my car, I got to take it in and get it checked out. But yet we're less open to having that sort of a financial checkup every 6 months or every year.
Yeah, you really got to, you know, it's real easy to procrastinate. I mean, that's what most people do. Most people procrastinate. And if you do that with your car, you'll have a blown engine. You don't get the oil change regularly, you'll end up putting a new engine in it or getting a new car. Well, the same thing is true with your retirement planning. If you don't do a plan and you don't have a plan and you don't follow a plan, then it can blow up just as well. So you really need to take the time to do a financial checkup. And I got to tell you, if you don't do one, you're only kidding yourself. It's not going to happen by accident. You actually have to plan. And you actually have to get some strategies put in place that'll help you today and tomorrow down the road.
Because you just don't know what's out there. You don't know what's coming. And we all know that life changes. And, you know, one of the things that I've been having conversations a lot with our clients and with folks that come and see us is that when people hear the word financial plan or retirement plan or, you know, just the word plan, and it makes them think of, hey, this is something I'm going to do once, and I'm going to lock it away in a safe, and I'm going to come back to it later. And it really isn't. It's a living, breathing thing. And we utilize assumptions all the time. We assume a rate of inflation, which changes every year. We utilize a return, you know, estimate in terms of how we're going to invest our money. But as we all know, the market goes up, the market goes down, and that changes, as well as life changes. Sometimes people have changes in their life that they need to update that plan. And so it's worth noting that you don't have to have something set in stone, but you need to have something set so that you know what choices to make and how to make those choices. People would say, hey, I'm only 35 years old. I don't need a plan. I'm not going to retire for 30 years. But how are you going to get there? What's your roadmap and what's your plan to get there? And that's a lot of people don't understand that part of it.
You know, there's a saying that we used a long, long time ago, and I haven't heard it for a while. I used to say it all the time. And that is, if, you know, no one fails to plan. I mean, no one plans to fail. They just fail to plan. And it's so true. Nobody sets out to be unsuccessful. Everybody in life sets out to be successful. The difference is people who are successful have a plan and usually follow that plan. And they also put it in writing. And we just think it's very important when you sit down and you look at your financial plan that you put it in writing, you sit it down. But very important is that you understand it. That it's not so dang complicated that you look at it and it makes your eyes gloss over and you wonder, oh my God, it's like the guy selling you a used car. You know, he keeps you there for 4 hours and pretty soon you're so tired you sign the paperwork so you buy the car so you can quit hearing this guy bore you to death for 4 hours. That's not the way to do financial planning. That's not the way to buy a car either, but it's definitely not the way to do financial planning. You want to sit down and have a conversation with your advisor about what your goals are and what you want to do. One of the things we think very strongly in that you've got to set your own goals because it's your money, it's your retirement, your life. But we believe that our job is to help you go in the right direction and put money in the right areas. And I want to talk about market risk here because I hear a lot of people say, well, if you invest in the market, you know, you could lose money. That's true. You can. But again, you have to invest based on your risk tolerance. And you have to understand your risk tolerance, understand what you'll take for fluctuating. And there are some people who just can't take any losses at all. They don't want to be in the market. And I really feel bad for them at that point because really, long term, there is nothing that has grown better than the market. So you want to always have a little bit of your portfolio in investments long term in the market.
Well, otherwise, you're just, you know, losing money safely, right? Because inflation I don't think it's ever going to go away. Stuff costs more. We've talked about it before. I've used the analogy before about, you know, my grandfather paid more for his last car than he did for his first house. And things just become more expensive over time. And the one thing, you know, in retirement, when we talk about retirement specifically, that's just going to continue to get more expensive, I can only imagine, is healthcare costs. And if you're not saving properly for all that, with at least a little bit of market risk in some of your investments, then we're not going to be able to keep up with inflation and you're just going to be losing money safely. But the key is, like you said, understand your risk tolerance, because we're not saying we want you to take more risk than you can tolerate, because then you're just going to compound it by, as soon as we have a market loss of some sort, then you're going to panic and pull money out. And now we're compounding our risk to our retirement because we've compounded our downside. So we want to make sure that it's something that you can handle as well. But some of those conversations I've had to have with clients is, hey, you're not willing to take more risk and that's okay, then one of the trade-offs may have to be that you have to work longer before we can actually retire, or we're going to have to spend less in retirement than you were planning, because our job is not to make people rich, Chuck. I mean, I wish it was. I wish that we were giving away the Powerball numbers, right? That would be great. But no, our job is to make sure that our clients don't run out of money and are able to live the lifestyle that they want in retirement. And and leave the legacy behind that they want. So our job is to match those goals with their current situation.
You know, and Bo, sometimes we just end up being a counselor. I mean, I've had some people come in that have had horrendous amounts of debt, and I've had to work with them on trying to resolve that and get their debt out of the way, because if you've got tons and tons of debt and you're paying interest on that debt, you're in one of those little things they put the mice in, the little wheel where it spins around and he's running and running and he never goes anywhere.
An endless feedback loop.
And so what you got to do is you got to buckle down, set yourself up a budget, get out of debt, and then start investing.
Absolutely. That's, you know, our compatriot from, I think he says in South Carolina, you know, Mr. Ramsey talks about that all the time. And that's a big thing that people don't understand. They think that being able to take on debt because, hey, cost of borrowing is so low. That's what I hear right now. Interest rates are so low, Bo. I can borrow that and then I can make, you know, 10, 12% in the market. And sure, you might be able to, but that means you're going to possibly lose 40, 50% in the market as well. But so when you're doing that with your debt, it's just putting you deeper and deeper into the hole. The other thing that people say is, well, my mortgage is a write-off, right? I get to write that debt off. And that's great. That's a benefit of the tax code right now, but that still means you're paying somebody interest. What's the phrase you like to use? I don't like to pay somebody for the use of my money. Is it something like that?
Yeah, I just don't like paying any bill if you don't have to. You're paying somebody interest on money that you could be making money with. I mean, why would you pay somebody for the use of your own money? I don't get that.
Yeah, that it doesn't make as much sense to me as just taking that money, let's get that mortgage paid off and then turn around and invest it. Now, the difference is not everybody has, you know, $500,000 to go out and pay cash for a house. They may have to take out a mortgage to buy that house. We're not saying a mortgage is bad. We're just saying that no debt is good debt overall.
Well, you know, and when we help our clients with financial planning, one of the things we try to set out to do is to get them to be debt-free by time they retire. Have that mortgage out of the way, have that home out of the way. Sometimes you got to downsize. Sometimes you got to move to a smaller home. Whatever it may be, you got to do it because your retirement could be 30, 40 years.
Right. So we're going to take our last break here, and then we'll be right back talking more about retirement plans and planning for your future. If you have a question about investing, about taxes, about estate planning, or if you have a question for Sherry about your health, about PFC, about CBD, and how that might be able to help you in your life, please pick up the phone, give us a call.
We do investing simplified.
Hello, this is Kevin Stege, shareholder with Baker & Colson Certified Public Accountants, serving the Portland and Southwest Washington areas for almost 40 years. We are a full-service accounting and consulting firm offering our services to a wide range of business and individual clients. One of the largest expenses to a household or a business is its tax burden. While off-the-shelf tax products can help file simple returns, they can't know your plans for the future and not only provide insight and planning to help you get there, but actually help you along the way. There are just some things that can't be replaced by experience. Whether you are just beginning your working career or have a well-established business with many employees, rely on the professionals at Baker & Colson to help in an efficient, accurate, and personalized manner. We are located at 2414 Northeast Division in Gresham and can be reached at our website at bakercolson.com or 503-666-5569. That's bakercolson.com, 503-666-5569. And remember, at Baker & Colson, our service is the product our clients remember most.
You're listening to Investing Simplified. Now, here's Chuck Price and Bo Caldwell.
Thank you for listening to Investing Simplified. Welcome back. Thanks for staying with us so far today. However you're tuning in, thank you for making us a part of your day. We wanted to mention you can also listen to our show replayed. If you've missed the first parts of our show or missed different parts of our show, we post it to Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, any Google Play, any of the places that you get your podcast. We replay the show as a podcast. And Chuck and I actually also do a more intensive podcast on thatcast.com. That's that, T-H-A-T, cast.com. And that's different from our radio show. We dive a little bit deeper into topics that we aren't able to cover on the live show.
You know, Bo, if people want to send us an email to ask@pfgwm.com, they can ask us a question, and we'll answer it either on the radio show or we'll answer it on the podcast.
That's a good point. If you've been having a question or thoughts or something you would like us to talk about on one of our shows, feel free to email us that question if you don't feel like calling or don't feel like taking on a pseudonym to give us a call. Because, you know, we're happy to answer those questions, and we want to tailor the content to the listeners, the folks that are listening in right now. I had a meeting with some folks this last week. They have money, you know, in their 401k, and they had concerns that, hey, is that something we can help with if all of their money is in their 401k right now? They have no investable assets. And a lot of times you'll hear us talk about, we don't have a hard and fast line on what we work with, the folks that we work with. Our goal is we need to work with clients that are willing to listen to our advice, that are going to trust us and trust the process, and willing to, once we've built that plan for you, stick with the plan. But the good thing is we actually have the opportunity to help folks with their 401k plan. A lot of places around town, the big ones are, you know, the Intel employees, Nike employees, Kaiser, Legacy Health employees, folks like that. But anyone, if you have a 401k plan, there is a possibility that we can not only help advise you on it, but can help put you in management solutions that are going to really fit your goals and help you reach them. And we'd love to talk to you about it. No obligation consultation we have with anyone that would like to come in and come by the office. Give our office a call, 503-253-3000, and we'll sit down with you and go over your current situation, give you that financial checkup, and if you decide you want us to help manage that plan going forward, we now have the opportunity to do that with your 401k.
Yeah, and you call that number, 503-253-3000. That's for both locations. You can set up an appointment at our 555 Southeast 99th Avenue address on the east side, and you can also set up an appointment at 7105 Southwest Varnes Street, Suite 175, Portland, Oregon, on the west side. So that number works at both locations.
Absolutely, as well as does emailing us a question or emailing us requesting an appointment at ask@pfgwm.com. That works for both sides. The other thing I wanted to talk about with the financial planning aspect or your retirement planning aspect, and a lot of people have heard us harp on it, and they may feel like, hey, you guys got to stop talking about that. But our big concern for folks, whether or not you work with us, whether or not you work with an advisor, you think you have enough assets or not enough assets, you need to have your advanced directives taken care of, as well as a durable power of attorney. And a durable power of attorney means someone can take care of your financial matters for you if you become incapacitated for whatever reason. The hardest thing for us to have to talk to clients about is if they don't have those advanced directives or they don't have those durable power of attorney, we have to talk to your spouse or your kids when you become incapacitated, and we have to be the bad guy telling them, hey, we can't help get this stuff done for you because your mom and dad didn't have these things set up. So if you don't have a durable power of attorney for financial matters, and then your spouse or your child comes in to see us and says, hey, can you help me get this done? And all of our clients have those. So let me put that out there. But folks will come in and say, hey, I need help getting this money out from, you know, from mom's account out here to mom's got bills coming due. And unfortunately, banks particularly are intractable, but there's nothing really we can do without sending you to an attorney, and then you have to get conservatorship set up, and that becomes infinitely more expensive than the maybe, you know, at the top end, a couple $1,000 that it would have cost mom or dad to get a trust set up, to get the durable power of attorney set up, to get the advanced directives set up.
Yeah, and don't forget about getting all your bank accounts set up with a beneficiary, either a POD or a TOD on all your bank accounts as well, because like Bo said, the banks will not move on that. If you don't have the proper paperwork, then that money's going to sit there until they get a court order to get that money out of the bank. So just by simply going, making sure all your accounts have a beneficiary on them, have somebody that if something were to happen to you can access your bank accounts, saves a lot of grief down the road.
Absolutely. We have one, you know, a client who's dealing with that. It took her, I think, over a month, had to see two different attorneys, had to go downtown to the Multnomah County Courthouse to be then told that they don't give legal advice and she has the wrong form, and has just been a giant headache for, it's a very small bank account that her mom had that just that was the one that got missed on getting put in the trust, the one account that got missed. And unfortunately for her, she's had a lot of trouble getting everything organized, and it shouldn't be that much stress and that much headache for you, for your heirs, to take care of a small little bank account, small little checking account, just so they can pay the, you know, final expenses of the estate or different things like that.
Yeah, it's amazing how a little thing can blow up into a big thing.
Yeah, and we just want to make sure that you are looking out for yourself, for your heirs. You know, a lot of people push back because of the cost of those type of plans, but like we've always said, I'd rather have a little bit of short-term pain right now in terms of funding than the long-term pain of my heirs. Now, if you're one of those folks who says, you know, hey, I'm gone, it doesn't matter, you guys deal with it, well then, you know, maybe this isn't the right message for you. But for those folks that care about disinheriting the government rather than disinheriting their children, this is something you need to get taken care of. That's, for me personally, I'd like as little of my money to go to the government as possible, and most as much of it to go to my kids as possible.
Yeah, and you know, speaking about that, even if you're a young person in your 30s or 40s and you have a family and you have children, you need to get together with an attorney. Now, we don't make any money off that, but you need to get together with an attorney, have a will, have some health care directives, have some durable power of attorneys, because you know what? Life happens. You could be involved in a car wreck. You could be in, you know, an accident. You still need to do that to protect your family. Plus the fact you want to be the one who says who's going to raise your children, mm-hmm. not some judge who doesn't know you or your children.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one for me, just for me personally.
Oh,
having
yeah.
three small kids, that was our biggest concern, was making sure that we have set up who, not only who gets to take care of them, who we want to take care of them, but as well who is going to be managing the money that's left behind them. A lot of people don't understand that if you just name your children as a beneficiary of your estate, that can be a huge problem because they actually can't inherit and manage money till they turn 18. That has to be put in a testamentary trust for them, and you have to have a trustee for that trust. If you haven't set that up, then who's going to take care of managing the money? The state is going to.
The state's going to decide who manages that money and who takes care of your kids. And that's something you just would not want to have happen.
Yeah, it for me, that's kind of a worst-case scenario in that situation. And like Chuck said, we don't make any money on referring folks to trusted professionals. What we do is we get the peace of mind knowing that you're going to be taken care of. So if you do have this situation, you would like to get a will done, you've been putting this off, you've been taking the most time, you know, the time you can to push it off, give our office a call, send Chuck or I an email. We are happy to refer you to multiple folks. We have several folks here around town that we refer people to that we trust that either personally handled our estate planning, or we've had clients that have gone to them and have been taken really good care of. We've vetted them out, and these are people that we work with. We're happy to share their info with you, whether or not you're a client of ours.
Yeah, because you know what? Everybody at some point in their life needs help in doing these kind of things. And look, some of the biggest mistakes I've seen, and this is not to put down things that are online or the do-it-yourself program, but really, if you think about it, if you have an estate of any worth, do you really want to trust that to a mail order, all things for all people yeah. type format? Not really. You want to sit down with an attorney and make sure everything is done exactly the way you want it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just don't want to get into the situation where something was done incorrectly. Now we thought we had everything set up, and now your kids are having to deal with folks saying, we don't give legal advice, this is wrong, anything like that. So we've got a little less than a minute left, Chuck, and I'd like to give Sherry an opportunity. Sherry, can you share one more time, how do people get a hold of you? Where do they find you?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Bo. You can just go to Sherry, Shari, at TEAM-bliss.com. Send me an email and I'll help you out with your PFC and CBD needs. I also want to let you know Capital cityrestaurantsupply.com has the PFC plates right now. Amazon will get them back in, but if you want them right now, go there. And you could always call me at 515-208-6312. I'm always happy to talk with you.
Perfect. So, and you can call Chuck and I at 503-253-3000 or pfgwm.com. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend and God bless. This has been Investing Simplified.
Price Financial Group Wealth Management.
Navigating through today's financial investment world can seem pretty scary. Now, here's the good news. Chuck Price, president of Price Financial Group Wealth Management, introduces a new revolutionary concept that will change how you invest now and in the future. It's called Asset Lock. Asset Lock monitors your investment accounts 24/7, 365 and alerts you when action needs to be taken. And now, Chuck Price offers Asset Lock. At Price Financial Group Wealth Management, we believe all our clients deserve to have Asset Lock monitoring their accounts. So call Chuck today or online at pfgwm.com and learn how you can get Asset Lock on your accounts today for free. Price Financial Group Wealth Management, because the smart investor knows what you don't know can hurt you.
Simplify.
Call 503-253-3000. That's 503-253-3000. You can listen to past shows of Investing Simplified or sign up for our free newsletter at www.pfgwm.com. This show is brought to you by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm located at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 103, Portland, Oregon, 97216, 503-253-3000 or 877-50-PRICE. Investing Simplified is a registered trademark owned by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated.